cattle futures built on gains Friday in light trade, while fed cattle prices ended the week higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 26th of November. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade for the week ended up mostly $2 to $3 higher on a live basis at $116 to $117 a hundredweight in Nebraska and the Southern Plains and at $113 to $114 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was $2 to $7 higher at $180 to $185. Cattle futures continued higher on Friday amid light holiday trade and continued support from the friendly cattle on feed report and stronger cash fed cattle prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $1.52 higher, except for an average of 56 cents higher in the back three contracts. Except for unchanged to 20 cents lower in the back three contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 83 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they were an average of $1.95 higher. Corn futures on Friday closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. There was no national grain market summary. Wholesale beef values managed gains too. Week to week, choice box beef cutout value was 94 cents higher Friday afternoon at $213.85 a hundredweight. Select was 94 cents higher at $198.51. Although wholesale prices have yet to receive the seasonal pop many hoped for, strength can certainly be seen given the growing supplies. Beef production for the month of October of 2.43 billion pounds was 5% more than the previous year, according to USDA's most recent livestock slaughter report. Cattle slaughter for the month of 2.96 million head was 6% more. Overall, commercial red meat production was record high in October at 4.90 billion pounds, which was 6% more than the previous year. For January through October, commercial red meat production of 44.4 billion pounds was 3% more than the previous year. Incidentally, total pounds of beef in freezers October 31st were up 2% from the previous month and up 2% from the previous year, according to the latest cold storage report from USDA. Frozen pork supplies were 3% less than the previous month and 5% less than last year. Total red meat supplies in freezers were down 1% from the previous month and down 1% from last year. There was no national price trend for calves and feeders given the limited receipts during the Thanksgiving Day break. Where auctions did occur, though, trends appeared mostly to the upside, buoyed by recent future strength. According to the AMS reporter on hand for Saturday's auction in Kiss, North Dakota, this is the first week where the market showed positive trends in most weights of feeders. Week to week, the CME Feeder Cattle Index was 44 cents higher at 148.27. Heading into the new week, logic suggests calves and feeders should receive support from last week's friendly cattle on feed report, as well as the stronger cash fed cattle prices. There were 2.25 million head placed in October, which was 6.06% less than last year, according to Wednesday's cattle on feed report. Analyst estimates ahead of the report were for an increase of 1% more. Cattle marketings in October were slightly more than expected at 1.89 million head, and cattle on feed November 1st of 11.69 million head was less than many expected. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower on Friday, pressured by trade concerns and the continuing slide of oil prices. West Texas Intermediate on the CME closed $3.84 to $4.21 lower through the next 12 contracts. Week to week, they closed an average of $6.33 lower through the front 6 contracts. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 178 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 17 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 33 points. Global animal protein production continues to increase, but is slowing, according to the Global Animal Protein 2019 Outlook from Rabobank's Rabo Research Group. More specifically, the folks at Rabo Research estimate global beef, pork, and poultry production next year to be 1 million tons more than this year, well below the 5-year average. That includes production growth in most regions except China, where African swine fever continues to impair production. Those analysts note that higher production implies trade needs to increase, but the shift to a protectionist philosophy and strength of the U.S. dollar will restrict trade. Among the highlights for North America, Rabo Research analysts expect strong production growth led by pork, and while beef exports are small in relationship to other species, they say beef will continue to lead export growth as a percentage. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 26th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.